For several years, lawmakers have repeatedly blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from implementing a 2008 Farm Bill provision that would provide needed contract protections for farmers. Through appropriation bills, lawmakers snuck in language barring USDA from implementing the provision known as the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, or GIPSA rule. Last year, however, Congress finally let up and did not include any roadblocks to finalizing the GIPSA rule, allowing USDA to move forward. But this week, farm policy took another punch from Capitol Hill when the House Appropriations Committee passed an amendment to block implementation of the GIPSA rule. Barbara Patterson, a government relations representative for the National Farmers Union, called the committee action an attack against family farmers.
Today's family farmers and ranchers are operating in a very highly concentrated market, especially in the livestock and poultry sectors. The GIPSA rule would address abusive contract and marketing practices for producers, things like prohibiting retaliation against farmers who speak out to USDA or to Congress about unfair practices. We've been really hopeful by the progress we've seen within the last year towards implementation of these important set of rules, but today's actions by too many members of the House Appropriations Committee are shameful. This amendment is a direct attack on the basic rights of family farmers and ranchers.
The amendment aims to block funding for being used to implement the final rule. It also includes language that would bar USDA from writing rules that address unjust discriminatory practices and require the contract holder to be transparent in how pay is calculated.
Over the past several years, we have seen similar appropriations amendments introduced and unfortunately passed into law. But last year, Congress took a step in the right direction and removed any roadblocks to finalizing GIPSA from the budget bill signed into law last year. The fact that the committee would be willing to ignore this nationwide support for GIPSA for basic protections for farmers and erase the progress made towards implementation and choose ultimately big business over family farming is horrendous.
Before this amendment was introduced, USDA had pledged support of a well-balanced approach towards implementation of the GIPSA rule, and several members of Congress had expressed a renewed commitment to work on finalizing the rule.
In March, we were pleased to hear Secretary Vilsack pledge his support towards making GIPSA a priority during the remaining months of his tenure. We've also had several congressional champions for agriculture and for family farmers speak out in support of GIPSA, including Representatives Marcy Kaptur of Ohio and Shelley Pingree of Maine, who both strongly advocated in opposition to this damaging amendment at today's appropriations markup hearing. We applaud the efforts of these lawmakers and of USDA, who have been working to provide fairness to farmers through implementing the GIPSA rule.
Representing nearly 200,000 family farmers and ranchers, NFU pledges to work hard to ensure that the amendment blocking the GIPSA rule never becomes law.
We will continue to work to ensure the voices of our family farm and ranch members are heard on Capitol Hill. We strongly urge the full body of the House to oppose this amendment, and we ask farmers and ranchers across the country to do the same.
For more information, visit the Farmers Union website at nfu.org. Michael Clements reporting.